The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, welcome to episode 756 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, for this third Sunday of Easter weekend, the weekend of Friday, April 17th through Sunday, April 19th. This program originates on the radios Fridays at noon. We encore it Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear it before it airs at amarillodiocese.org or West Texas Catholic. Or listen to it anytime throughout the course of the weekend on your schedule. It's our 512th broadcast at our still relatively new-looking digs here in southwest Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and I also host the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. And we're going to give you a little bit of a preview of the next edition of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, on this week's program. The first part of a two-part conversation with Father Ryan Winger, a native of Groover who was ordained to the priesthood almost 2 years ago and who is Director of Vocations for the Diocese of Amarillo. We'll hear his, or at least part of, his vocation story here in the first segment. We'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news throughout the program as well, and we'll spend quite a bit of time in prayer starting now. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo or of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo or Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. But I think we can all agree on this. We need some rain, and boy, do we need some rain desperately. Please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. We are now in a neutral weather pattern. Hopefully, we're going to move into what they call a hard El Nino, which means we're going to get lots of chances of rain by His grace. So please pray for much needed rainfall for our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the disturbed, the confused, and the discerning. Continue to pray for our two great seminarians, Ben Sego and Richard Escalante. And, of course, you can find out so much more about vocations at amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop online for everything and anything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, we thank you for all that you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this particular program. Now, let's talk about the midterm runoffs that are coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Early voting for that will start in about a month. We go back to the polls on Tuesday, May 26th, to take care of some unfinished business. So if you've gotten registered to vote, you need to be voting at this one. Okay, you need to be doing your homework on the candidates, and you need to be prepared to cast a ballot. We will see you at the polling places on Tuesday, May 26th, or the week before for early voting. Don't blow it off, because remember, as Catholics, we have a moral obligation to vote in elections, not just the ones we want to vote in, but each and every time we're called to go to the polls. We're 4 minutes into the program. We sat down with the great Father Ryan Winger, who is Director of Vocations for the Diocese of Amarillo, a native of Groover, who was ordained on June 1st, 2024, and he's the parochial administrator at St. Teresa's Church in Panhandle, and we had a nice chat with him about his vocation story and about vocations. Now, this will all drop on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, next week, but we wanted to give you a sneak peek. So here's the first part of our two-part conversation with Father Ryan Winger. We'll finish it on the radio next week, and on this week's program, he talks about his vocation story. Our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, is the parochial administrator. I'm waiting for them to say pastor now, of St. Teresa's Church in Panhandle. But very importantly, he is also the newly minted vocation director for the Diocese of Amarillo, Father Ryan Winger, joining us. And there's people that think, well, he's the youngest priest in the diocese. Not quite. I think we figured out you're fifth from the youngest.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're not going to complain about that. And there's a reason why he's fifth from the youngest. Let's get started explaining that. You have a very fascinating vocation story. There's a few turns and twists and 180s and 90 degrees in that story.
I guess. You say so.
I think so, but I may be wrong. Share that story, if you don't mind, with us, Father Ryan.
My vocation story, I think, is simple, but I am a convert. And I grew up in the Church of Christ in Groover. I was born and raised in Groover, and my family went to the Church of Christ. My dad began having a conversion around the year 2000. And I remember that I was baptized in the Church of Christ, but my dad going through his conversion really felt like that the Catholic Church was the correct way. And so he joined the Catholic Church around the year 2000. It's when Father Scott Rafe would have been at Spearman at Sacred Heart. And my family was one of those families who always went to church together, no matter what. When my dad joined the Catholic Church, that's when the rest of the family started going to the Catholic Church. It should be noted that my mom was born and raised Catholic. She was a Catholic from Dallas. We all began going to the Catholic Church, but my mom and dad recognized, at that time I would have been a freshman in high school. My mom and dad recognized that they couldn't really force me to join the Catholic Church. I had to decide to join the Catholic Church. For many years, I was in that process of deciding, but I remember in 2000 going to my first CCD class, high school CCD class. I remember going to a retreat at Waka, Texas, when they used to do retreats there. That's where I remember doing two things. I remember praying my first rosary ever. We learned how to Mexican dance there. So it was like a really fun thing that stuck out to me in the retreat world. Then went to college. I went to college. I studied mechanical engineering. I hated it, so I transferred my degree. I went to psychology. I went to Texas Tech, where in general, I always went to the 8:30 Mass at St. Elizabeth's at Lubbock. That was my Mass. I wasn't involved in the Student Center or anything like that. And I still wasn't Catholic. I was still figuring it out. So I graduated college and I did a couple of things. Like I worked at a seed and fertilizer company as an office administrator for 3 years. And then I decided I wanted to be a teacher. So I got my teaching certificate with the state of Texas, and I worked at Spearman Junior High teaching 7th grade math and Texas history. And I did that for about 5 years. But eventually, I thought maybe that the Catholic Church was something I needed to do. Maybe it was something I needed to investigate. And being naive at the time of my life, or maybe not naive, maybe it's more like just thinking for the future, I always thought that I would get married and that my wife and I would choose where we went to church together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We went to church together. We would go to church together. And I was dating this girl and we ended up breaking up over a very specific reason. I remember thinking that the Catholic Church at that point was more important to me than I first realized. And I went sort of like to this spiritual director. He's the local Baptist preacher. And I was helping out with the youth group at Groover and things like this. And we were talking and he says, well, do you want to join the Baptist church? And I said, no. And he said, do you want to join the Catholic Church? And I said, I don't know. And he says, you either better get busy being Catholic or get busy being Baptist. So that's when I started thinking. And I remember being approached about going to RCIA or thinking about RCIA. And I had two big concerns about RCIA. The first concern I had was that I would be doing the class alone. And the second concern I had was that my dad was the teacher.
Ooh, I don't know which one of those is worse.
Right. So it was kind of like, one of those deals where it's like, And then I had a young mom approach me with interest in going to RCIA. And she said, Ryan, I need to go to RCIA. I want to join the church. She said, but I don't want to go to the class alone. And I feel like that you would be somebody that would go with me.
Divine providence working here.
Right.
I think,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I went to the class. It happened that, you know, at that time in Spearman, I don't know all the history since then, but it was one of the biggest RCIA classes in Spearman history. We had 5 people join the church, but there were 6 that attended the class. And it was just a really great experience where I was able to really discover the Catholic faith, answer the questions that I needed to have answered, and make that decision for me that I was going to be Catholic. After joining the church, I really delved into the church. Like I taught high school CCD. Mm-hmm. I became a lector. I started going to vocations promotion events, how to do that as a teacher. I remember Father Gabriel was offering some of those. I went to some of them. And I began attending daily mass. And I had a priest, Father Gregory, who was the priest at the time of Spearman, came to me one Wednesday morning and said, "Ryan, I need to tell you that I feel like I should ask you to consider being a priest." And I said, "No." Right. As most people do the first time they're asked, mm-hmm. being a priest. I said no. And I appreciate Father Gregory because even though I said no, he continued to ask me twice a year, not to consider being a priest, but to consider going on a discernment retreat or a come and see weekend. Mm-hmm. Those took place at Conception Seminary in Missouri. For about 2 years, twice a year, he would ask me to consider going on the retreat. I got to one Lent. It was the Lent. I don't know the exact year, but for Lent, I did a few things. One of the things I say is that I made a mistake, but it's really not a mistake, is I got a spiritual director. Mm-hmm. Father Jim Schmidtmeyer was my spiritual director. He was in Borger at that time, and we would meet regularly. I would say that he might not have been my official spiritual director, but he's somebody I began talking to regularly. So I got a spiritual director for Lent, and I really began discerning, what is God calling me to do? What is my vocation that God has prepared for me? We did that primarily through looking at scriptures or talking about spiritual books that I was reading. At that time, St. Thérèse of Lisieux was very important to me. I was reading her Story of a Soul. And I remember that Father Jim told me, he said, "That's what discerning the priesthood is. It's not like you wake up every morning or one morning and you think, tomorrow I'm going to be a priest." He says, "It's a series of little steps, little yeses to God. Little yeses to, I want to explore this more. I feel like I'm being called to that." So that if you take a little step, you can take a little step back. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of it, you found that you've made the big step. And I really appreciated that because I see St. Thérèse of Lisieux in her little way. She really talks about little acts of charity. But the little way in my mind applies to the whole Christian journey. It's a series of little steps. I think sometimes we can mistake that. We think a potential person wanting to consider a vocation to the priesthood can say, "Hey, I don't want to talk to the vocation director because that means I'm going to be a priest." No, that's wrong. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a priest. It means you're open to discerning what God is calling you to do. So that conversation with Father Jim had a huge, profound impact on me. So I said my first little yes. I said a yes to going on the come and see retreat with mm-hmm. Father Gabriel. And we drove with another guy and Victor, who works at the pastoral center. We drove up to Missouri, and I remember it was for a weekend. By that time, I was probably 29 or 30, and I was the oldest person there by 6 years.
Did it make you feel old to be the oldest person
yes,
there?
Yes, it did. In fact, I didn't like it. Later, I found out that Conception is more of a college seminary.
Okay.
You know,
I did not know that.
Yeah, Conception is more of a college seminary. In fact, it would be considered a minor seminary. And after that weekend, I had some reservations about my age, about the guys that I would potentially be living with in the seminary, about education. I didn't think I was the smartest person. And I remember talking to Father Gabriel about that, and he said, "Don't worry about any of that." Okay, I thought. And so I prayed about it. And I read this book. I always recommend this book to people thinking about vocations in seminary. It's called To Save 1,000 Souls. So I was reading this book, and I got to this place in the book where it asked you to make a pros and cons list. And it said, picture your life as a priest. Take some time in adoration, picture your life as a priest. Write out all the pros that you can think of and all the cons you can think of and pray with that. Likewise, do that with your potential life as a husband and father. Write out all the pros, write out all the cons, mm-hmm. and really pray about that. And I remember doing that. And these are the things that I remember thinking. When I filled out the list of being a husband and a father, I remember thinking, I want that life. And then when I prayed and read the list about a priest or being a priest, I remember having this great sense of peace in my heart, in my very soul. It was just this great sense of peace that I couldn't ignore. So I called Father Gabriel and I said, "Hey, I have some reservations still, but I'm at least willing to go if the diocese would have me." He says, "Okay." So then the real process began. This would have been about in end of April. In May, I remember sitting down at my desk and filling out the seminarian application. And one of the things that you got to do to fill out the seminarian application is you have to write an autobiography of your life, sort of. There's spiritual aspects of it and people in your life and things like that. I remember one night filling out the application. I remember writing the autobiography. I went to sleep that night. I got up and proofread the autobiography, and I thought, I never want to read that again.
Why?
Because it was just very emotional. It was very hard to write those things. And it was a big step for me to be vulnerable, not only about aspects of my life, but also of my spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. It was a level of vulnerability that I don't know that I had experienced yet. So I read it. I submitted it. And 2 days later, I got a notification by Father Gabriel, give or take 2 days, that I've been accepted by the Diocese of Amarillo as a seminarian, barring my psychological review and things like that. Naturally, I began to take steps of preparing to go to seminary. One of those things was contacting my principal and letting him know. And so really kind of the story, the rest of the story works like this. Remember, I was accepted in May.
Mm-hmm.
In June, I quit my job as a teacher. No idea or plans. I just quit my job because I knew I needed to be able to go to seminary and I wanted the school to have time to hire my replacement. In July, I completed my psychological evaluations and got accepted. At the end of July, I received an application from the seminary that I would attend, which would be St. Meinrad up in Indiana. I filled that out. On August 6th, I received an acceptance letter from the seminary of St. Meinrad that said, be here in 2 weeks, basically. Be here on the 19th. So 2 weeks. So in that 2 weeks, I sold my house and I gave away just lots of things. My mom and dad helped me a lot, but I packed up my truck and went to the downtown women's shelter and just gave lots of things away and basically got my life condensed down to the back of a pickup truck. And I drove up to St. Meinrad by myself. It was a 14-hour drive. I drove up there and got there on August 19th and started my seminary journey. And I'd never visited the seminary. I didn't know what to expect. I was very nervous. I didn't know. I just knew that I was there willing to discern and willing to work hard. I was willing to work hard.
The conversation with Father Ryan Winger will continue on next week's edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. You'll hear the whole thing and see it on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. That will be on next week when it drops on Friday, April 24th at noon. Before we take our first break in the program, if you will assume an attitude of prayer, it's bone dry in this part of the world. We always pray for rain on this program. Let's pray for much-needed rainfall, folks. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your Holy Child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit. Invite him into our lives so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the official centenary prayer for the Diocese of Amarillo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 100 years of grace in our diocese. We praise you for the deep faith and the outstanding example of our founders, for the dedicated service of our bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and for the witness of countless faithful. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may live as one family in Christ, proclaiming the gospel with joy and serving the poor with love. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Lawrence, our patrons, guide us into the next century of faith, hope, communion, and mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we're kind of fond of talking about our diocesan entities, the Knights of Columbus, Kobe Prison Ministry, the Diocesan Museum and Archives, and others. And there's others that we're going to bring up and talk about as this program continues to progress. But one that we've really never touched on is the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Have you ever heard the mission statement for the DCCW? The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women acts through its members to support, empower, and educate all Catholic women in spirituality, leadership, and service. DCCW programs respond with gospel values to the needs of the church and society in the modern world. Hey, women of faith, you're invited to be members of the DCCW. Join this great organization of women and grow in faith while building lasting friendships and service with purpose. All women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to be members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Come serve, connect, and be blessed. Need to know more about the DCCW? Well, get in touch with Emily Sanchez, 806-676-0251. That's 806-676-0251. Or get in touch with Jeannie Friedel at 806-679-9144. There's a place for every woman in the Diocese of Amarillo in the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Call these two wonderful ladies and find out more. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The second segment of episode 756 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. And we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for our great country, the United States of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burdens of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this great nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We are celebrating our 100th anniversary, our centennial year in the Diocese of Amarillo, and our good friend Dr. Greg Onofrio, the music and liturgy director at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, has composed a centennial song. It's the official centennial song of the Diocese of Amarillo, our centennial hymn, if you will. This is called Gladly I Adore, and you're hearing it on GRN and the West Texas Catholic, the audio version.
Hidden under figures here.
The great Dr. Greg Onofrio from St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo with the official centennial hymn for the Diocese of Amarillo, Gladly I Adore, here on GRN and on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Let's get you up to date with a bunch of diocesan news, if you don't mind. 4 deanery confirmation masses in the Diocese of Amarillo are scheduled throughout the month of May at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. These confirmation masses being celebrated by deanery, with the faithful of each deanery coming to St. Mary's Cathedral. The Mass being presided by His Eminence Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, Apostolic Administrator Sede Vacante of the Diocese of Amarillo, and priests from those deaneries. Now, during the anniversary year of our diocese, our confirmation celebrations beautifully move us from communion to mission. That, according to Father Hector J. Madrigal, the Vicar of Clergy for the Diocese of Amarillo, Pastor of Church of the Holy Spirit in Tulia, and St. Paul the Apostle Church in Crescent. It continues his quote, "As we gather as one diocese around the sacraments, the Holy Spirit unites us and then sends us to continue the work of evangelization for this generation and the next," end of quote. Adult confirmation candidates will join the youth of their respective deanery for their confirmation. Now, confirmation masses are being celebrated at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 2nd. This mass will be for parishioners in the South Deanery at these parishes: St. Anne's in Bovina, Immaculate Conception in Dimmitt, St. Teresa of Jesus in Friona, Holy Name of Jesus in Happy, St. John Nepomucene in Hart, St. Anthony's in Hereford, San Jose in Hereford, St. Paul the Apostle in Cress, Holy Family in Nazareth, San Juan Diego in Kittaquay, Our Lady of Loreto in Silverton, Church of the Holy Spirit in Tulia, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Turkey, Immaculate Conception in Vega, and St. Mary's in Umbar. The next deanery confirmation mass after that will be Saturday, May 9th. That will be for the North Deanery and for parishioners at these parishes: St. Peter's in Booker, Our Lady of Guadalupe in Cactus, St. Anthony of Padua in Dowhart, Cristo Redentor in Groover, Immaculate Conception in Perryton, Sacred Heart of Jesus in Spearman, St. Joseph's in Stratford, and St. Mary's in Texline. Now, there will be a second Central Deanery Confirmation Mass celebrated Saturday, May 16th, and that will be for these Amarillo and Canyon parishes: in Amarillo, Blessed Sacrament, St. Hyacinth, St. Martin de Porres, and St. Thomas the Apostle, and in Canyon, St. Anne's. Now, we'll take the weekend of Memorial Day weekend away from these masses, and we'll have one final North Deanery Confirmation Mass on Saturday, May 30th. This will be for parishioners at St. John the Evangelist in Borger, St. Peter and Paul in Dumas, St. Anne's in Stinnett, and Christ the King in Sunray. If you need to know more about the deanery confirmation masses, get in touch with your parish priest or the director of religious education. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate invite the faithful of the Diocese of Amarillo to join them throughout this year in celebrating the Franciscan Jubilee Year in honor of the 800th anniversary of the death of St. Francis. The sisters are offering their chapel, St. Francis Chapel, at 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue, as a place of pilgrimage and prayer, according to Franciscan Sister Valentine Curry, to help everyone gain the plenary indulgence associated with this extraordinary Jubilee Year. Now, the year started on February 2nd, continues until January 10th next year. The conditions to gain this indulgence are 1. Receiving sacramental confession, 2. Participating in the Eucharist, 3. Visiting a Franciscan church or chapel, 4. Praying the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, and 5. Praying for the intercessions of the Pope. As with all plenary indulgences, if the conditions of sacramental confession and participation in the Eucharist are fulfilled within 2 weeks of making the pilgrimage, the indulgence may be gained. Now, the chapel at St. Francis Convent is open Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. The Franciscan Sisters also invite everyone to join them during its holy hour from 4 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. That includes the recitation of the Rosary and Vespers. There will be various activities throughout the year, and they'll publicize these accordingly here on the radio program, on our diocesan website, the West Texas Catholic, and Flocknote and podcast. Sister Valentine Curry puts it this way, and I quote, "We sincerely hope and pray that you will take advantage of these opportunities to grow in your walk with God. All talks have a suggested free will donation to collaborate with the upkeep of our convent," end of quote. For additional information about the Franciscan Jubilee Year with the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, please call St. Francis Convent, 806-383-5769. The Knights of Columbus and the Diocese of Amarillo have announced the implementation of CORE. It's a new formation and fraternal opportunity for men throughout the diocese, according to Joshua Correa, Evangelization and Faith Formation Director for the Knights of Columbus and the Diocese of Amarillo. And he puts it this way, and I quote, "CORE exists to form and strengthen Catholic men in faith and virtue as missionary disciples by drawing them into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ through prayer, formation, and fraternity. You do not have to be a knight to join CORE," end of quote. Now, if you're interested in learning more about CORE, email Joshua Correa at this address, and we'll read it and then spell it out, jscorrea88@outlook.com. That's JSCORREA. The number eight at outlook.com. And that brings us to our middle of the program break. We will stop here. We'll pray to St. Michael the Archangel on the other side of the break, and we'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news, including 2 diocesan discernment group meetings that are coming up, one on Sunday afternoon and the final one for spring on Sunday, May 3rd. All the details on that and so much more coming up as we continue with episode 756 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and we thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
As we continue our celebration of Easter, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us proclaim this Easter proclamation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The host of heaven exalt and sing aloud in mighty triumph. Let the earth be glad as glory alights and night reigns no more. Let the church rejoice at the victory of her Lord and Master, who paid the debt of Adam, who frees those doomed to die, who heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, who forgives the sinner and raises up the lowly, who destroys death forever, whose kingdom shall have no end. God our Father, eternal is your love for us. Christ the Son, in victory you reign. Holy Spirit, set the Easter fire ablaze in our hearts. Together you live and reign and ransom your people, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We like to focus our attention on our great diocesan organizations during the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. One group deserving such attention are the Catholic Daughters of America. Now, we have 2 courts in the Diocese of Amarillo. There's Court 2472 at St. Martin de Porres Church, Amarillo, and Court 1368 at Holy Family Church in Nazareth. Catholic Daughters of America was formed in 1903. It's one of the oldest and largest organizations of Catholic women in the Americas. This national organization has some 55,000 plus due paying members in 1,150 courts in 45 states across the Fruited Plains in Puerto Rico, Mexico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. Members strive to be helping hands where there is pain, poverty, sorrow, or sickness. The motto of Catholic Daughters of America is unity and charity. These women strive to be their absolute very best, giving their time, their energy, stewardship, hearts, and finances to help others in the service of Christ. You can find out more about Corps 2472 of Catholic Daughters of America by getting in touch with Patty Linneman. Her telephone number, 806-679-7973. And you can find out more about Holy Family Church in Nazareth's Court, 1368, by calling the parish at 806-945-2616. Catholic Daughters of America, another great organization in the Diocese of Amarillo, serving those in need throughout our diocese and in the United States. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for the Holy Family. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, who were pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity, and so in the joy of your house delight one day in eternal rewards. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The second half of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, begins now. It's episode 756, and we thank you for supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we thank you for supporting Catholic Radio here in the diocese as well. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael, the Archangel, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We will pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life in our final segment of this week's program. But speaking of vocations, all young men in the Diocese of Amarillo, sixth grade age and older, are invited to attend one of the next two diocesan discernment meetings. The first one is coming up on Sunday afternoon at 5, and the final one for the spring will be on Sunday, May 3rd, and that will also be at 5 o'clock. And both meetings are at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring. The meetings are hosted by Father Shane D. Wick, the pastor at San Jose Church in Hereford. Along with other priests in the diocese, a meal will be provided. Father Ryan Winger, who you heard in the first segment of this week's edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, puts it this way: all young men are invited and encouraged to bring a friend with them to these meetings. Please join us for a great meal and discussion about a topic of interest with our priest. For additional information, get in touch with Veronica Joy Mullen via email mmullen@holycrossama.org, spelling it V-M-U-L-L-E-N at holycrossama.org. Registration is continuing for the annual Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC. That's coming up Friday, April 24th through Sunday, April 26th, next weekend at the Amarillo Civic Center at 401 South Buchanan here in town. The theme of DCYC 2026 is Do Not Fear, I Am With You. Do not be anxious, I am your God, from Isaiah 41:10. For those registering at the door, it's $75 per person registration fee cost, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman, and registration fee includes two meals. Registration can be done at the parish level, and any additional costs depend on the cost of transportation, lodging, and additional meals. Now, for those of you planning to go to Wonderland Park on Sunday, April 26, tickets are $24 per person. Guzman added those planning to go to Wonderland Park are welcome to order for family as well, but Wonderland Park is, again, optional. Scheduled to participate at DCYC 2026 is His Eminence Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, Apostolic Administrator Sede Vacante of the Diocese of Amarillo, also Donovan Moses, Genesis Parolo, Franciscan Sister of Christ the Light, Sister Maria Arena Tyner, and Brad Farmer. Now, youth interested in attending DCYC 2026 are asked to contact their parish youth minister or priest for additional parish delegation details. For additional information about DCYC 2026, please go online to amarillodiocese.org/DCYC-AKA-Youth-Rally, or you can call Oscar Guzman at the Pastoral Center this week, 806-383-2243, extension 118. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light continue their initiative for teens and young adults called Worship Prayer Movie Night. That is offered on the third Friday of the month in the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul Circle. Activities begin at 6 o'clock with a holy hour of praise and worship music, prayer, and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith and the modern world, according to Sister Mary Michael Hoosman. Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome. Find out more about the next Worship Prayer Movie Night by calling Sancta Maria Convent in Panhandle, 806-537-3182. Golfers are being sought for the 5th annual golf scramble to benefit St. Joseph's School, set for Saturday, April 25th at Comanche Trail Golf Course at 4200 South Grand here in Amarillo. It's $600 cost for a team of four golfers. That also includes your cart and green fees. The four-man scramble is scheduled to begin at 9 o'clock. It's limited to the first 36 paid teams and is first come, first served. There's also going to be a drawing and door prizes will be awarded. Raffle tickets are on sale right now. They're $10 each. The top prize, a $1,000 Visa gift card. Tickets for the raffle can be purchased at the St. Joseph School office during regular business hours at 4114 South Bonham here in Amarillo. And you can also purchase them online at stjosephschoolamarillo.com. Sponsors are still being sought for this tournament, which will raise money for scholarships at St. Joseph School. Tee box signs are $125 each. Cart sponsors, $350. Each with a maximum of six sponsors. Scoreboard sponsors, $500 each with a maximum of two sponsors. And event sponsors are $1,000 apiece. Interested sponsors can get in touch with the school office at 806-359-1604. But if you need more details about the tournament or to get signed up, get in touch with David Kinney at Comanche Trail Golf Course, 806-378-4281. A Marquette Method session in English will be offered Saturday, April 25th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. For more information or to register for that session, do get in touch with Dr. Faye Usala, 806-683-5561. By the way, an online symptothermal self-paced NFP class in either English or Spanish can be accessed online at ccli.org. That website again, ccli.org. Cost of that class is $170 plus shipping, and it lasts about 2 months, according to Jennifer Wagner. Call Jennifer for all the details. Her number, 806-433-9561. St. Anthony's Church in Hereford hosting Level 1, Part 1 Catechesis of the Good Shepherd Formation, Monday, June 8th through Saturday, June 13th. CCS is a Montessori-based Catholic faith formation program for children beginning at age 3. It seeks to create and facilitate a sacred hands-on space for children called an atrium in which both the children and the catechist can hear, ponder, and celebrate the most essential mysteries of the Christian faith as revealed in the scriptures and liturgy. Originally developed in Rome by Dr. Sophia Cavalletti and Gianna Gobbi over 70 years ago, CCS continues to spread worldwide with adaptation in various Christian traditions. Now, tuition is $550 per participant for each part. Level 1, Part 2 of this will be offered next year, Monday, June 7th through Saturday, June 12th, 2027, once again at St. Anthony's Church, which, by the way, is at 115 North 25 Mile Avenue. Tuition, by the way, does not include books or materials. A $100 deposit is due by Friday, May 1st, so you need to get this taken care of, folks. With the balance due upon the start of the course, content includes 45-plus hours of workshop and adult development supervision. For additional information about catechesis of the Good Shepherd Formation, get in touch with St. Anthony's Church, 806-364-6150, or you can go online to St. Anthony's Catholic Parish. com. More details, by the way, can also be obtained by getting in touch with Emily Marnell at St. Anthony's Church. Her telephone number, 806-344-2801, 806-344-2801. The second, Bubbles for Babies, a community baby shower to benefit Joseph's Project, a pregnancy resource center, set for Saturday, May 2nd, 10 a.m. until noon at the Amarillo Area Foundation at 919 South Polk here in Amarillo. Bubbles for Babies, a community baby shower to support the program that impacts the lives of pregnant women and families of all ages and types that have children under 36 months old, according to Jeff Goldie, the executive director at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, ending his quote, "We invite everyone to join us at the Amarillo Area Foundation." For sponsorship information or tickets for Bubbles for Babies, get in touch with Catholic Charities, 806-376-4571. You can also go online to cctxp.org. A new volunteer coordinator is needed to oversee the Catholic booth at the annual Tri-State Fair. Responsibilities would include setting up the booth, restocking the booth during the week of the fair, and coordinating a group of volunteer workers that staff the booth during the 9 days of the fair, which takes place this year, Friday, September 18th through Saturday, September 26th. If you're interested in serving as a volunteer coordinator, get in touch with Cindy Cox, 806-672-3105, 806-672-3105. That brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for much needed vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we'll get you up to date with one more round of diocesan news, including the big parish festival at St. Peter and Paul Church in Dumas on Sunday, May 3rd. It's episode 756 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we thank you for your continued support of Catholic Radio throughout the Diocese of Amarillo as well.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray an act of consecration for the United States. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary, we adore your majesty and acknowledge your supreme eternal dominion and authority. Most Holy Trinity, we place the United States of America into the hands of Mary Immaculate in order that she may present the country to you. Through the intercession of Mary, have mercy on the Catholic Church in America. Have mercy on our president and on all the officers of our government. Protect family lives in our nation. Grant the precious gift of many vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Have mercy on the sick, the poor, the tempted, and all who are in need. Mary, Immaculate Virgin, our Mother, Patroness of our land, we honor you and ask your maternal protection and care for us. Obtain for us the graces we need to live and die according to the will of your divine Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Final segment of episode 756 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications and of Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. And we'll follow that with a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And we encourage you to pray a Hail Mary a day or even a rosary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priest more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And don't forget to please pray for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego, and find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org is your one-stop shop online for everything and anything you need to know about vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW, and on a low-power FM at 105.5 FM, KHFNLP in Nazareth, is brought to you by you. In layman's terms, this is your Catholic radio station, folks. Your prayers, your words of encouragement, your generous financial blessings continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 21st year of service to you in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. And if you'd like to know more about being a monthly donor to GRN, please go online to grnonline.com, grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings, and we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. Do want to remind you also to make sure you visit westtexascatholic.org. We bought that site back about a year or so ago, and when you go to westtexascatholic.org, first thing you need to do if you haven't already is bookmark that site. Then scroll down to the left. You're going to find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper, which, by the way, hard copies of the newspaper are available at each parish throughout the Diocese of Amarillo this weekend on a first-come, first-served basis. But if you can't get a copy, you miss getting a copy, come by the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. We have hard copies available in the lobby there, and there's also hard copies available at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring while they last. Now, getting back to our website again, go to the right of that. You're going to find a link to archived editions of the newspaper going back to when we got back to this job in August of 2009. To the right of that, you'll find a link to this program. You can hear the latest show before it airs, which is usually posted on Wednesday or Thursday. It will be posted on Thursday this week. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. You'll also find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register as you scroll down the homepage. Please bookmark our site, westtexascatholic.org, and our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, and visit often and keep up with what's going on in your diocese. And thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. A few more pieces of diocesan news before we get out of here. St. Peter and Paul Church in Dumas inviting you to its 26th annual Parish Festival. That will be Sunday, May 3rd, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at McDade Park, 14th and Maddox Avenue. The day of family fun includes food booths and games for all ages. There's going to be plenty of great live music. There'll be a mobile DJ as well. And there'll also be a performance by the Danza Folklorico Nuestra Races, and there will also be a raffle with tickets sold during the festival. Need to know more about the annual parish festival to benefit Saints Peter and Paul Church? Please call the parish office during regular business hours in Dumas, 806-935-5002. World Youth Day 2027 is coming up. It's less than 16 months from now, and the Diocesan Youth Office has announced dates for meetings for those who wish to be a part of the delegation representing the Diocese of Amarillo. All meetings will be taking place at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. The first meeting, Sunday, May 3rd, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is the first of two informational and payment meetings this spring. Attendees are asked to bring their favorite snacks and drinks. Those who are already signed up as pilgrims for the Diocesan delegation are asked to bring $200. The second meeting, also an informational and payment meeting, coming up on Sunday, June 14th, also from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and once again, those already signed up are asked to bring $200. Attendees are also asked to bring their favorite snacks and drinks. Now, the May and June meetings are mandatory meetings for new pilgrims that have never traveled with the Amarillo Diocesan delegation, but everyone's welcome to attend either or both of these meetings as refreshers. Now, mandatory meetings will begin later this summer. All meetings again at the Diocesan Pastoral Center from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., and that first mandatory meeting is Saturday, July 11th. Now, You can see all the other mandatory meeting dates and other information in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Reminder, hard copies of that newspaper will be available at parishes on a first-come, first-served basis this weekend. Volunteers are being sought for the second Colbe Prison Retreat of the Year. That's at the William P. Clement Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, and it will take place Thursday, June 4th through Saturday, June 6th, according to Deacon Daryl Dixon, a member of the Diocesan Prison Ministry Team. Team formation meetings for this retreat will start on Tuesday, May 5th, and it will continue on Tuesday evenings through June 2nd, and they'll be offered from 6:30 until 8:30 in the parlor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. Deacon Dixon is seeking the support of 15 to 20 men from the Knights of Columbus, the Acts Community, and the Curcio Movement to make this retreat at the Clement Unit at the Texas Department of Criminal Justice a reality. If you need to know more, get in touch with Deacon Dixon. His telephone number 806-290-8842. A Mother's Day prayer brunch coming up Saturday, May 9th, 10 a.m. until noon. That'll be at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. As they have in the past, the prayer brunch is a ticketed event. The tickets are $20 per person. You can get those online through the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center website, bdrc.org/mothers-day-prayer-brunch, or you can pick them up at Top of Texas Catholic Superstore in the Signature at 2500 South Coulter. In either case, entrance is by ticket only. Tickets not sold at the door. You've got until Wednesday, May 6th to get those tickets. For additional information, please call the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811. The 13th Frulings Fest, or Spring Festival at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, coming up Saturday, May 9th. It starts at 6 p.m. in the Parish Hall at 22830 Pondicita Road in Umbarger. The tickets are $150 per couple, which includes a tenderloin steak dinner with all the fixings, a reverse drawing, a Calcutta, beverages, desserts, and a live auction. There's also going to be a dance with music by Insufficient Funds. If you need to know more, get in touch with Brandon Finke. His telephone number 806-681-6232, 806-681-6232, or any St. Mary's parishioner. We thank Father Ryan Winger for joining us earlier in the program. We'll continue that conversation with him on next week's edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Have a great week, folks. Remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.